This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, I love the comments that I get during the break, and it's okay, it's all cool, it's all good. You know, if you're not a religious person, don't worry about it. Just take what I say, and you can giggle and laugh at me like others do and go, oh my God, I can't believe he believes that. Sorry, I don't mind. I don't lose any sleep over it. So whatever you want to do is fine by me, you know? Truly, honestly. Again, hey, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are, involved, engaged, being part of. And if you're going to be part of, right, head over to the website. Going to make it really simple for you. Just head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much going on there. You know, I mean, seriously, there's a lot. You can give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Most people are okay with it. Not a big deal. Not the end of the world. If you don't want to do that, then you can. Text messaging. That's another way you can get information about the show. That's really simple. You don't even have to be a brain surgeon for that. All you got to do is text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Right? I mean, real easy stuff. And it'll let you know. I don't even do it every night because I don't want to make it nuts. It would make, look at it, guys, it would make me nuts doing it every night. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I was talking in the last hour about how beautiful this state is. A lot of beauty in this state. A lot of things to see. But, you know, is there a cutoff point in California? That's what everybody says to me. When they talk about the lunacy here, a lot of them will say, oh, God, but it's so pretty. It's so beautiful. Well, yeah, it is. But to what end? If you can't work here, they're attacking the tax base. Since the late 70s, since the 70s, there's been a way that they, for those of you who don't live in California, they tax your homes at 1.3% of the sale price. And that was so specifically, the legislators wouldn't lose their minds in charging you taxes, just raising the taxes on your home. Because it's so easy for them to do it. So people figured out back then, okay, the only way to stop these guys is to put a cap on it. And they hate people like us who've been in our home for 20 years. We have the same tax rate that we had 20 years ago. And those of you that love to move and buy, or buy and move, whatever, they love you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? If it's happened here, it's eventually going to happen where you're at. There's no way around that. So California has decided. This should send a chill down to me. Now, remember, they're playing with vaccines here. They tell you that every child needs vaccinated. They don't care about your religious beliefs. They don't care about anything you got going on. Every child will be forced to get a vaccination. And I would imagine at some point in time, that's going to go out to the adults as well, because they're already talking about it. So members of the California Senate Republican caucus, they voted against a Senate bill which, combined with another Senate bill, would allow government to intrude in the physician-patient relationship. Now, both bills would restrict the medical doctor's right to issue vaccine and medical exemptions. And now they're going to, what they're going to do, they're going to allow the government, a government bureaucracy, a government board, to decide whether or not you have a right to be, you know, exempt from the vaccine. Isn't that cool of them? So again, they're saying they're smarter than you are. They know more than you do. And I don't care who you are. That's scary. Now, they're going to put together a board. Let me see what this says here. The governor signed both of these bills into law. He said, "I'm extremely disappointed that the governor signed," or the person wrote the, Shannon Grove wrote this. She says, "I'm extremely disappointed that the governor signed both bills into law. These bills are not the answer to cracking down on fraudulent medical exemptions, but rather they would interfere with the family's relationship with their doctor. It would interfere with your family's relationship, not only with the doctor, you, me, our relationships to the doctor, the adult's relationships. What am I going to say or not say to him? What can I trust? Does it stop here with the vaccines, or is it going to get worse? Got to ask." She goes on to say, once again, the majority party, which are the Democrats in the state, they truly want to crack down on physicians, and they say they issue fraudulent medical exemptions. So why not pass a bill that would penalize the doctor for lying? Why pass a bill to penalize the kids and the parents, and the patients? I don't understand. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, 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 really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Again, just texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, for all intents and purposes. And I do appreciate it. Look, if you want to get information through the, our texting service, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And that'll get you... That'll get you in, and it'll make it so you look at. Got to fix some stuff on the app again. If you want to find our app, it's on Apple on and also on Android. And again, I all I can do is apologize. I don't make these things. I don't make the platforms, and this particular platform we're having quite a bit of problems with, and it's not that easy just to change. So, back to Governor Newsom and all his wonderful, wonderful wisdom and what he's doing to make California worse. And I do mean make California worse. So, there's a bill, or two bills that have worked their way through, and the governor has signed them here in California. And what it does is it actually puts the hands of your health, puts into your hands the health care. Puts in your hand, I shouldn't say health care, but the health information of your kids, well, of your family, really. And instead of them penalizing the doctor who's lying, because I don't care what the issue is, I don't want my doctor lying to the government, to me, or anybody else. If I don't trust them, I just won't go with them. So the governor signed both of these bills. And it's not the answer to crack down to some of the fraudulent medical exceptions that they're pushing through. Look, here's the thing. Some of you aren't going to agree with me. But here's the deal. If you live in California, get off your butt. If you don't like the liberal policies of the government, get off your butt and go out and vote and help conservative people get elected. And it doesn't help if they're in the minority because they can't get anything done. But you want to help these people get elected so that when they get in there, you won't even have to be dealing with this. You don't have to think about this stuff. It won't be coming through. And if you don't want to do that work, do what some of my Democrat friends have already done. Move. Just get out of the state. Let them fill this place up with a bunch of hardcore loons from the left, and it won't be the fifth largest economy like they like to tout. You know, just because you're taking in a boatload of tax money and you're spending a boatload of that money doesn't make this a great place to be. I'm extremely disappointed that the government signed both bills. Now, that's Shannon Grove, out of a Republican out of Bakersfield, California. She goes on to say that once again, the majority party truly looking to crack down on physicians. Right? I don't buy that. I don't think it's that they want to crack down on physicians. I think it's they're chunking away and trying to get your medical information. They're chunking away to see what it is that you're doing, what you're spending money on, where they can make more money. Now, Senate Democrats introduced the bill, SB 714, under a cloud of secrecy, without proper committee hearing. This is nothing new for these people up in Sacramento. They really do anything they want to do. They rushed to pass it on the Senate floor. You know, the body truly believed in, if they really believed in creating a California for all, why not lay it out there and let everybody discuss it? Right? Why would you put the hands of your kids' health care, other kids' health care, in the hands of bureaucrats, some who don't have any kids? Now, SB 714 is a companion bill to Senate Bill 276. Right? They both passed on partisan vote lines. Right? The SB 276 would require the California Department of Public Health to review physicians who submit a large number of medical exemptions. So, if you have a doctor that maybe works with a bunch of homeschool religious parents, and they look at it and go, hey, look, you can get exemptions for A, B, C, and D. And then the parents start talking and say, hey, there's a doctor over here that'll give you an exemption if your child falls in this category. Well, what's wrong with that? You do the same thing for the medical marijuana, only if to your positive, because you want to sell it. When it comes to medical marijuana, you can get a marijuana card for just about anything. ADD. I'm not joking you. I'm dead serious. Kid says, I can't sit still in my class for giving medical marijuana. Kid says, well, my skin's itchy all the time. Give him medical marijuana. It's never ending with these people. Never. Look. Right now, I can only scream about California. I don't have your other states. Some of you send me emails, and I get it. Some of you send me emails on this stuff, and it's like, I can't do anything about it. But here in California, when I look at what happened, when I look at the complaints, when I get the emails from conservative friends, I say, okay, so what are you doing about it? What are you doing to stop it? Because that's ultimately, that's what it boils down to. Only you can stop it in your state. You can walk for people. You help get the message out for people to get them elected. You vote for the right people. You keep their feet to the fire. By the way, did you guys see Beto O'Rourke, like, go off in a six-minute rant on, I find it amusing myself, six-minute rant on how bad it is to be white, what the white people have done, how they're always putting down the blacks. And yet, last I checked, he's white. He's about as white as you can get. And he's not Hispanic at all, even though he tries to come off as being Hispanic. So how is it a white person, right, is going to be able to right the wrongs of all the white folks that came before him? I just find it amazing. Actually, it's silly more than anything else. But that's what we talked about this earlier, the party of diversity. How many white folks in that group? Right? You're not hearing much from Cory Booker. Kamala Harris can't speak too much. She's got both her legs in her mouth. She shoved her foot so far down her throat, she could tickle her belly button at this point. I mean, seriously, she used the word now. I used the word retarded a while back in a meme. And apparently that is no longer a word you can use to describe a mental condition of some kind. Because it makes them feel bad. It makes whoever feel bad. In all reality, when you read the medical explanation of what it is, there's no political correctness in the medical explanation. It is what it is. Anyway, we'll deal more with that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump revving up the patriotic crowd at a red, white, and blue Keep America Great rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian, and I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
It's very hot for this time of the year in parts of the South. For example, in Clayton County, Georgia, it's so hot with the real feel around 100 degrees in the sun, no recess, students being kept inside in the air conditioning.
My teacher said it was going to be like around like 100 degrees.
And this fifth grader learning about the dangers of dehydration.
It's good to stay like hydrated because like if you're not, they might faint.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You are some messed up white people.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. Because you really do need to be part of the solution. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Being involved, being engaged, being, you know, just informed. Because if you don't get informed, right, then what good is this? If you're just going to spew party line, that's boring. If you're just going to regurgitate what you get off of Twitter, again, boring. So before we went to the break, I don't know, a year ago or something like that, I had posted something with the word retarded in it. The word retarded for me simply meant not. It wasn't advanced. It wasn't where it needed to be. It wasn't... It was behind. But some of the people in my community who knew who I was decided to go off that I would use such a word. And I just again, it's amazing to me. Kamala Harris uses it. Now, when I use it, there wasn't enough apology, even though I wasn't sorry for using it, because I meant it in its true meaning. I wasn't using it to put anybody down or be demeaning or anything else. So anyhow, I didn't really apologize. I just said, look, I used it in the meaning it was supposed to be. If you're offended, I'm sorry, but frankly, I don't see anything wrong with it. And it came unglued to me more. Kamala Harris comes out. She uses it. She thinks it's perfectly okay. And then when she got nailed hard, she didn't really apologize. She backed off the comment, as they put it. Which I really don't understand what that means. And she used it in a derogatory way. She basically called Trump supporters retarded. And we all know what that means, or the connotation that has. But for her, she gets a pass. Oh, she said she was sorry. It's all good. But the rest of us, not so much. And that's why, listen, that's why I always say it's a double standard. They don't give it any thought because they figure whenever they do anything, it's because they're so righteous, they're so perfect, they're so right all the time. When we do something, we aim at taking someone down. We aim at being nasty. We aim at being hateful. That's according to them. So my conversation with you would be, so why do you give up so easy? Why do you back off so easy? Don't bother. It's not going to help. It's not going to make you, not going to make you their friend. It's not going to get you any closer to them. Because they really just don't care. These guys make me nuts. Can you tell? 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're part of the process. Hey, listen, you know, some people are making a big deal out of the fact that Sarah Palin and her husband apparently are getting a divorce. That's according to court papers. And I love it that some people are coming out going, oh, yeah, you know, they're a good Christian family. They're this. Look at that. They're getting divorced. Okay, so what? I mean, for my non-Christian friends, the ones that are making a big deal out of it, why? You don't believe in God. You don't believe in Christian principles. Are you going to say, oh, see, that proves that Christian principles don't work? What do you do with the people that have been around? They've been married for 50 years, 60 years. Right? What do you say, no, that they're wrong? No, I've got, again, and I've got friends that don't believe in God, have been married for many years. But that's not any way to approach this. That's just not right at any level. And you know it isn't. You're just using it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tennessee GOP senator, and they made fun of him for this. But I got to tell you, knowing the stories that we do on this show, you'll know exactly where I'm going. So a GOP senator out of Tennessee said the country would be better off if we got rid of higher education. It would actually save America. I got news for you. I agree with him in this case. No, I really do. What are they actually learning at the schools? At the colleges? You see the stories we do on a nightly basis. Right? When they get out to college, the professors there becomes their Lord and Savior, if you would. Right? The professor lays out what it is that they need to learn, that they need to believe. He marks them down if they don't answer the test the way he wants them to answer the test. So it's all wrong. Tennessee GOP lawmaker argued earlier this month that getting rid of a higher education would save the U.S. by removing the liberal breeding ground. He's so correct. Whether you like it or not, he is. Again, with the stories that we do, you know that's a true statement. Those professors are not kind of liberal. They're extremely liberal. They're not Kennedy liberal. They're savage nutjob liberal. Most of them. State Senator Kerry Roberts, he called for eliminating colleges and universities during his conservative radio show on September 2nd, all while discussing a recent abortion ruling. Now, he called out one activist who testified in favor of protecting abortion rights, saying her beliefs were a product of a higher education, and that getting rid of higher education would save America. Look, when you look at what comes out of higher education, there is no God. Godlessness is the way to go. Now, even more and more scientists are coming on board with some kind of intelligent plan. So this isn't all random. And we've had them on the show, non-Christians. But all that stuff they spew into their minds, 78-plus genders. Gender is a social construct. Come on, think about everything that they've learned or think that they've learned. That white supremacy reigns power, all-powerful. That we need segregation. There needs to be segregated graduations and dorms. All the stuff that people fought decades for to get rid of, to make part of history, these professors are teaching a real right and need to happen now. And he also claimed that the higher education would cut off the liberal breeding ground and therefore a liberal cash flow. Look, these professors at a lot of these colleges get paid a lot of money. Matter of fact, the woman who brought down, I can't think of her name, somebody will throw it at me in a minute. She brought down Bill O'Reilly and Eric Bolling. Now, no proof that she ever did anything with them or they did anything with her. I sat across from her at CNN. And I made her, I know I made her skin crawl. And one of the things that she said to me in the green room before we went out, which is just chilling. I want you to think about this. She thought about running for office. That way there she could shape the laws. Very, very extremely liberal. To the point where she looked at me at one point and said, you know, I don't believe in God. I grew up in a God home. I don't believe in God. Said, okay, well, good for you. I'm sure that was the demon telling me that, not her. So, anyway. So she says, she starts talking to me about stuff. And like I said, out of nowhere, she says, I don't believe in God and this kind of thing. She said, I decided to become a professor instead of running for office. Because in running for office, I can change a law and hope people adhere to it. She said, by becoming a professor, I can take those young minds. I can shape them the way I want to shape them. I can make sure that they understand what the truth is, her truth, not ours. And now when they leave the college, when they graduate, I've got that mindset in them for 4 years. They'll go make those laws. They'll go live by those things. She was right. She was 100% on. And what do I always say? Conservatives have given up their rightful place in education. This is our fault. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a little bit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being a part of the conversation. You know, it's one of those drugstore kind of places, like a mini Walmart or something. And I was just thinking, after seeing a Halloween commercial, we are months away. And so the guy was talking about Christmas gifts and how he's buying Christmas gifts, and now's a great time to buy Christmas gifts. I'm thinking, my God, I'm not even wanting to buy, you know, October candy, and it's all over the place. Can't go to the store without seeing it. So they got us so conditioned. I think I took a picture of that last year because it made me nuts. But they got us so conditioned. You know, we come out of Labor Day, and what do you see? You're seeing Halloween and what else is there? Oh, yeah, Halloween and Thanksgiving. Now, not quite Thanksgiving yet, but it kind of has a overtone of Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm just rambling. because I went into the store and I looked and I'm thinking, these things shouldn't be here. There was that, like, weird negative force in the air going, nah, there's something in the store that don't belong. And it was those things. And I'm sure the Christmas gifts, well, the Christmas stuff was, like, right behind it, so I could shove it forward. Anybody else wigged out by that? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us. We were talking a little bit about the GOP legislator that was kind of irritated. And I don't blame him. You know, irritated about the fact that we should just simply get rid of higher education. Because it doesn't seem to be working. If you talk to some of these kids, it doesn't seem to be working. And most of those seats that are being taught from, they're filled by liberals. Why aren't we there? I mean, really, why aren't we there? Why aren't we overrunning these places? You all say that you care and you want to deal with it. State Senator Kerry Roberts out of Tennessee. Right? He called out one activist who testified in favor of protecting abortion rights, saying that her beliefs were a product of higher education. He also claimed that removing higher education would cut off the liberal breeding ground. He's right to a degree there. This is what I've been telling you, and California's perfect at this. You look at the California legislators and what they're doing and the laws they're pushing at us, it's all because they're smarter than us. They know better than we do. Just ask them to tell you. No, they do. They know better than we do. Right? I mean, what we're going to eat, how we're going to eat. You ain't going to dictate to me what to put in my body. If I don't want to eat the right stuff, I'm not going to do it. He also claimed that removing higher education would cut off the liberal breeding ground. True. Hill Reporter conservatives had long criticized university professors for supposedly indoctrinating students with liberal views. It's no supposedly. Listen to them. Roberts didn't immediately respond to a Fox News request for comment. But during his show, he also questioned funding higher education with tax dollars. I'm with him. Why not make them sign up for grants? Why not make them agree to work them off? You know, they want the same level of that you get at a private school, but they don't want to pay for it. They think it should be free. Well, who's going to feed the professors, the janitors, the maintenance people? How are they going to eat? Maybe we should make food free, right? Maybe take all the supermarkets now and get rid of the cash registers because we're going to give everybody food for free. Don't you know that? These people are out of control with this. These young people, because they really believe that that's the way it should be. There shouldn't be a price on education. There shouldn't be a price on food or health care or any of that stuff, so they say. True socialism. Except the problem is when everybody's pulling on the system, you won't get that medical care you think you will. You won't get the level of drug you think you will. Do you really believe, especially at first, that the drugs your whatever the medication is that you're buying through the mail are as good as the original? Because I don't. No, I think the original is probably the best for you for a period of time. And then competition comes in. They have to make sure they work the same way and better. And, it's just, again, higher education isn't all it's cracked up to be. There are plenty of people making great money, good money, lots of money without graduating a four-year college. And, frankly, in a very fulfilling position. So think about it real hard when you're sending your kids to these expensive schools. What are they learning? Go there. Find out. Talk to other kids. I mean it. With the election coming up, I was talking to somebody about a group of people about it today. What are you willing to do to make sure the right person gets elected? For real. Are you willing to take the time to interview somebody? really interview somebody? Are you willing to take the time to sit with that person and go through all the things that are close to your heart and ask them when they're on the other side why? See what their response is. See if they can look you straight in the face. Find out what they're going to do and what they're willing to do to be accountable. There's a whole bunch of, remember, there's a whole bunch of questions you can ask them before they get in. After they get in, they kind of look at you like you're a little peon. Like you don't matter. And to a degree, you probably don't. Because once people get in there, or a person gets in there, and people in the community look around, and everything's clean and working well, and education's fine, why would you change that person? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're on the air, or listening to me, I should say. This election thing, I'm not belittling it, but it's more important, I think, than some of us understand and realize. No, seriously, right? And when I say that, is you think you can't make a difference, but you can, because you can make phone calls for some of these people. From where you're at, right off of your cell phone, there's a way to block your number. They'll give you the script. Some of them might even pay for some of it. I don't know. But you've got to engage and you got to get involved to make a difference. You really do. Okay, so little Rocket Man's at it again, apparently. This will be a quick story. He fired two missiles. Right? And I don't know if he did that to irritate the president, to let his people know he was... I don't know what the mindset is here. Right? After calling President Trump and saying, hey, let's give this another shot. Let's see what we can do about having peace with each other. And then shortly after the phone call, he lights off two rockets. Well, I should say projectiles is what they're calling them. Now, the South Korean military, you know, said that they did fire off two into the East Sea. No big deal. Just checking. Just testing them. Our military is observing the situation and maintaining readiness. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The projectiles were fired from South Panyang province, which surrounds the capital. Right? It landed in the water. See, I don't get it. I mean, he's got no money. He can't feed anybody in his country. And then he's lighting these things off. The White House hasn't really commented on the reports. This has been like 10 launches since, what, May? The launches come as the North offered to restart nuclear talks with the United States later this month. And Korean officials are aiming to get the U.S. to curb its crippling sanctions. See, they are working. We're not used to pain anymore, I guess. This thing going on with China, how long do we want to let China take advantage of us? I'm just curious. How long do we want to let them do whatever they want to do and get away with it? Again, just curious. When do we start pushing back on all these issues to make sure that we get protected? You know, the thing with Mexico, I don't have a problem with it. I do not have a problem with the president making some kind of financial arrangement with them. You know, you just look at how much it costs us as opposed to what he's offering them. And it's happened before, you know, they'll become like a town of drunken sailors once they start getting all kinds of money from us. But the only way really, truly to deal with some of these countries is with dollars. That's all they understand. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your patience. You know, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Let everybody you know about this show. We'll be back here the rest of the week. Hopefully you will, too.